Hello and welcome to Wednesday's GSFM. I'm Ger Sweeney. How are you today? Excellent. Delighted to hear it. And again, may I say thank you to the people who log on to www.westlimerickview.com for your comments. New listeners. Woohoo! Lovely. Yes, you're very welcome. Thank you. And do please check out www.westlimerickview.com. Please. Alrighty, the 18th of May. What's happening? Well, 1897 on this day, a public reading of Bram Stoker's new novel Dracula, or The Undead, was performed in London. 1951, the United Nations moved its headquarters to New York City. Oh, lads, another small bit to go now. Oh, move it there. Ah, that's it. Leave it there now, it's perfect. 1968, Tiny Tim's Tiptoe Through the Tulips was released. It was originally a number one hit for Nick Lucas back in 1929. 1929, wow. And in 2003, Les Miserables closed after 6,680 shows and 16 years on Broadway. Wonderful occasion. I saw Les Miserables at the West End many years ago and I was absolutely blown away. Really was. GSFM friend, Therese O'Connor celebrates her birthday today. Therese, I don't know what part of the world you're in at the moment, but hopefully you'll have yourself a lovely birthday. Clive Hughes, hello Clive. You celebrate your birthday as well. So please have a wonderful day on this, the 18th of May. Both of you share your birthdays with Perry Como, who was born in 1912. Dame Margot Fonteyn was born in 1919. Albert Hammond, who told us it never rains in Southern California. And he told us other things too. He was born in 1942. The wonderful George Strait, 1952. Toya Wilcox, 1958. And Tina Fey, the actress and comedian, 30 Rock and Saturday Night Fever. I like Tina Fey, I must say I do. She was born in 1970, so happy birthday. She'd be upset if I didn't say happy birthday. You were looking for clues yesterday. Go away, or that.
Michael Jackson.
That's it. That's our mystery voice.
Michael Jackson.
Okay, radio and television. He started out in radio and then carved out for himself a very lengthy career on television.
Michael Jackson.
Any idea? I'm not going to be any more generous this early on. Because there's actually very little I can tell you about him. Maybe tomorrow I'll tell you something else. But there you go, that's your clue for today. Our useless fact, are you ready? Brace yourself, Bridget. At just 4 years of age, Mozart was able to learn a piece of music in half an hour. And we're not talking the chopsticks here, no lads. We're not talking chopsticks. We're talking a serious piece of music. How do you know, Ger? I'm guessing. Interesting though, isn't that 4 years of age? Tomorrow I will reveal how Thomas Edison proved that necessity was the mother of invention. That's it for today, for Wednesday, for Hump Day. Have a super day. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you tomorrow for Thursday's GSFM. We're getting close to the weekend. Woo! Good luck. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye now.